Well, hey everyone, and thanks for joining me again as we continue to read through Scripture together. And today we're wrapping up the book of Romans. So we're reading Romans chapter 16. And the Apostle Paul really, in typical fashion for him, really teaches us some wonderful things, even in his writing, as he concludes with some parting commendation of Phoebe to the church there in Rome, as he continues to give some parting greetings to many different brothers and sisters in Christ, as well as he gives greetings from other brothers to the church and closes with a benediction in this chapter. It's really wonderful to see Paul not only practice that, but in this practice, he's also teaching us about the wonderful relationships and the broader interconnectedness of the broader body of Christ with one another. And so it's really a great thing to see, and then therefore it's a great thing for us to practice as well. So let's dive into chapter 16 as we read Paul's conclusion to the Epistle of Romans. I commend to you Phoebe, our sister, who is a servant of the church in Cenchrea, that you may receive her in the Lord in a manner worthy of the saints, and assist her in whatever business she has need of you. For indeed she has been a helper of many, and of myself also. Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my fellow workers in Christ Jesus, who risk their own necks for my life, to whom not only I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles. Likewise, greet the church that is in their house. Greet my beloved Epaphras, who is the first fruits of Achaia to Christ. Greet Mary, who labored much for us. Greet Andronicus and Junia, my countrymen and my fellow prisoners, who are of note among the apostles, who also were in Christ before me. Greet Amplius, my beloved in the Lord. Greet Urbanus, our fellow worker in Christ, and Stachys, my beloved. Greet Apelles, approved in Christ. Greet those who are of the household of Aristobulus. Greet Herodian, my countryman. Greet those who are of the household of Narcissus, who are in the Lord. Greet Tryphena and Tryphosa, who have labored in the Lord. Greet the beloved Persis, who labored much in the Lord. Greet Rufus, chosen in the Lord, and his mother and mine. Greet Asyncritus and Philegon, Hermas, Patrobus, Hermes, and the brethren who are with them. Greet Philologus and Julia, Nereus and his sister, and Olympus, and all the saints who are with them. Greet one another with a holy kiss. The churches of Christ greet you. Now I urge you, brethren, note those who cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you learned, and avoid them. For those who are such do not serve our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by smooth words and flattering speech deceive the hearts of the simple. For your obedience has become known to all. Therefore I am glad on your behalf, but I want you to be wise in what is good and simple concerning evil. And the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. Timothy, my fellow worker, and Lucius, Jason, and Sosipater, my countrymen, greet you. I, Tertius, who wrote this epistle, greet you in the Lord. Gaius, my host, and the host of the whole church, greets you. Erastus, the treasurer of the city, greets you. And Quartus, a brother. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Now to him who is able to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery kept secret since the world began, but now made manifest, and by the prophetic scriptures made known to all nations according to the commandment of the everlasting God for obedience to the faith. To God, alone wise, be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Amen. Amen. Indeed, praise God for His word in this book of Romans. And I hope that you'll meditate not only on this epistle, but even on chapter 16 and the greetings and the commendation and even the benediction that is offered there. Such wonderful truths that are helpful for us even today. Well, God bless you. Join me next time as we dive back into the Old Testament as we continue reading through Scripture. I'll see you then. Take care.